Stone Fox, Chapter 3, page 26. Grandfather wanted Little Willie to go to college and become educated. All Little Willie wanted to do was grow potatoes, but he respected his grandfather enough to do whatever he said. If there were no errands to run that day, Searchlight would just pull Little Willie up and down Main Street. Little Willie loved to look at all the people, especially the city slickers, as Grandfather called them. Why, they didn't know a potato from a peanut, Grandfather said, and their hands were as pink and soft as a baby's. You couldn't miss the city slickers. They were the ones who looked as if they were going to a wedding. At a little before six each day, Little Willie would position his sled in front of the old church on Main Street. Today again he waited, eyes glued on the big church clock that loomed high overhead. Searchlight waited too, ears perked up, eyes alert, legs slightly bent, ready to spring forward. Bong! At the first stroke of six, Searchlight lunged forward with such force that Little Willie was almost thrown from the sled. Straight down Main Street they went, the sled's runners barely touching the snow. They were one big blur as they turned right onto North Road. And they were almost out of town before the church clock became silent again. "Go, Searchlight, go!" Little Willie's voice sang out across the snowy twilight. And did Searchlight go? She had run this race 100 times before, and she knew the whereabouts of every fallen tree and hidden gully. This enabled her to travel at tremendous speed, even though it was getting dark and more dangerous. Little Willie sucked in the cool night air and felt the sting of the wind against his face. It was a race, all right, a race against time, a race against themselves, a race they always won. The small building up ahead was Grandfather's farmhouse. When Searchlight saw it, she seemed to gather up every ounce of her remaining strength. She forged ahead with such speed that the sled seemed to lift up off the ground and fly. They were so exhausted when they arrived at the house that neither of them noticed the horse tied up outside. Little Willie unhitched Searchlight, and then both of them tumbled over onto their backs in the snow and stared up at the moon. Searchlight had her head and one paw on Little Willie's chest and was licking the underside of his chin. Little Willie had a hold of Searchlight's ear, and he was grinning. The owner of the horse on the front porch stood on the front porch and watched them, tapping his foot impatiently.